It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're standing in an aspen grove in Long Canyon, a lovely moist canyon that goes to the right at Green Mountain Lodge. To get here, park at Realization Point on Flagstaff Road and walk up the trail. Although it's too early for more than an occasional branch to have turned to the famous aspen gold, we're admiring these trees because they are so important to wildlife. Everything from butterflies to bears and elk use these trees.
We're looking at a pretty good-sized aspen tree for Boulder Mountain Park, and there's some prominent bear claw marks on it. Where I'm rubbing on this tree, I'd say about 5 feet off the ground, and the bears come up here to mark their territory and should probably sharpen their claws. These claw marks have turned black, which means the aspen has tried to heal from them, and that means the bear hasn't been here for a while. Also, on all these trees up here, you can see big black corky bark near the base of the tree. That's usually areas where mule deer or even elk up here have been feeding on the aspen. And aspen is really important for mule deer and elk. They feed on the shoots, they feed on the buds, and it's sort of a survival food that helps get them through the fall and into winter. You'll also see on these aspens places where the bark is actually sloughing off a little bit. And believe it or not, these are hibernacula for butterflies. So both the Milbert's tortoiseshell and the morning cloak butterflies, which sip aspen sap throughout the summer, hibernate inside the aspen bark throughout the winter. And I think there are only three or four butterfly species that actually overwinter as adults, and these are two of them. Now here's a big aspen tree. It must be a foot in diameter. And if you look about 8 feet up, you can see prominent bear claw marks. So that was a big black bear, and these are fairly recent. They haven't turned black yet. Either that Stellar's Jay doesn't like our rambling around in its hazelnut bush, or maybe there's something bigger here.
I heard a branch crack a few minutes ago, like something bigger could have been down there. Colorado's aspen should reach their peak of color by around the fourth week of September. Nearby places to see good stands include Golden Gate Canyon State Park, south of Boulder, and Caribou Ranch off the Peak to Peak Highway north of Nederland.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.